Our scripture today is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. You're welcome to follow along in your Bible if you'd like to. Let's pray before we start. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your word together. We thank you for the love which you share with us in this moment, showing us where it is that you lead and guide us, being a lamp unto our feet. Lord, we thank you for this display of your grace. We pray, Lord, that our lives are moldable, changeable, that we go where it is you want us to. We love how it is you desire us to. We pray for your mercy upon the sermon, that it too might be used for your glory. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Hear now God's word. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Do you know what ordination is? Are you familiar? In the church, pastors are ordained to be clergy in the church. It's the official acceptance and affirmation of the church on that person's call, and the official trust of the church for that person to lead them in the ways of Christ. It's like a laying on of hands thing, a transference of authority, that sort of thing. Anyway, have you been to an ordination service ever? If you haven't, I completely suggest it. The ordination services are wonderful worship service. They can tend to be a little bit long. It's not unheard of to be a couple hours, sometimes three. So if you need a pillow or something, that's helpful. But they're really neat, I got to say. And they're very exciting for the person who's getting ordained, people who are getting ordained. In my class, we had, I think, like 15 to 20 people getting ordained that year, so it was a really long service. But anyway, when I sit there and I sit and I look at those who are getting ordained, I feel excitement for them. The road to ordination in the United Methodist Church is, at the very least, from the moment that you say to your pastor, I feel called in my life to be clergy, to the moment that you are ordained in the United Methodist Church, is at minimum 7 years at minimum. My journey took 11, and I know of another journey that took near 20. My dad's journey was also quite lengthy. And in the course of that journey, there's a lot of things you have to do, a lot of steps to take. There's a whole tons of ups and downs. What you would expect to be a smooth journey is anything but. The things that the people go through is amazing, and to have the only way to get through is to have a call and a passion to really kind of stay with it the entire way. And it's so neat to see the men and women there and to know that God calls not only so many, but the variety. I mean, you see tall people, you see short people, people with tattoos, people who hate tattoos, people who believe one thing about something else, people who believe another thing about that thing. And all that binds them together is Christ's love. And it's just so amazing, the variety. In the midst of that service, there's a part that is the passing of the mantle. You've heard this phrase, passing of the mantle, right? In the service, what they do is they pick someone, a representative of the ordination class, and they go towards the center, and they pick a representative of the retiring class of that year, and they go to the center. And the person of the retiring class has this stole on them, and they say a few words, and they take the stole off themselves, and they place it on the person who is getting ordained that year. Passing of the mantle. And the really neat thing about that is that it reminds us that the church is cyclical. It's not linear, but it's cyclical. It's a process that changes again and again, but it keeps going. Like a circle, it never ends. That this eternity that we're so excited about to reach in heaven, a piece of that eternity is here on earth in the form of the church. The church being the body of Christ will always be there. It won't ever go away. Jesus' representatives here on earth will always be here on earth because Christ is forever. Now, it doesn't mean that the same representatives will always be here. And also doesn't mean, sadly enough, that Little C Church will always be here. Some churches, when they start, some churches end. And that's just the life of the church. It doesn't mean anything good. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's just a part of life. But the church, Big C Church, will always be present. There will always be a passing of the mantle to somebody else to continue on. Somebody passed their mantle to you. Somebody passed the mantle to me. There are people who came before me who lived a certain way that affected my life in such a way that I now believe in Jesus Christ. And I will live my life in such a way that somehow, through God's great mercy, maybe someone else will believe in Christ. And so that mantle will be passed. In the Bible, there are so many different passing of the mantles. There is from king to king, from David to Solomon, he passed the mantle, and Solomon to his son passed the mantle, and so on and so forth. And the whole passing of the mantle came from Elijah and Elisha. When Elijah knew that his time was coming, Elisha said, "Will you help to give me the power that you have, your authority?" Elijah says, "You have to be there when that happens." And so he was. And that mantle was passed to Elisha. In this story that we read, we have Joshua, who was Moses' aide from the very big beginning. When Moses went up on the mountain to pray in order to get the Ten Commandments, Joshua was there. He stood at the center of the mountain. When the people down the valley rebelled, Joshua wasn't a part of that. And so when the God placed the punishment and said, "You're going to go into the desert and roam around for 40 years so the generation dies out," Joshua was one of the ones spared. He was with Moses the entire time. He saw Moses' ups and downs. He saw everything that he went through. You know, being a leader is hard. You get to see the best of people, but you also sometimes get to see the worst of people. Moses and Joshua were there the entire time. They saw what Israel was like. And when Moses heard that he wasn't going to enter the promised land, he probably told Joshua about it. They started to make a plan. and then Moses died. I don't know how Joshua felt. I'm not sure if he said, I can do this. I've got this. I'm ready for it. Bring it on. I don't know if he said, oh, Moses, couldn't you live forever? I don't want to take this responsibility. I can't do it. God, knowing however Joshua felt, he told him three times in the scripture that we read today, this refrain starting in verse 6, be strong and courageous, he says. And then again, he says it in verse 7, be strong and very courageous. And then again, he says it in verse 9, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? And again, in verse 18, the people are talking to him now, and they're giving Joshua their trust and giving him their authority and their leadership, and they're saying, whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. So the people are backing Joshua and saying, be strong and courageous. You ever hear the phrase, fake it till you make it? I wonder if Joshua felt strong and courageous. I don't know if he felt confident about the situation he was being put in. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But what we do know about Joshua is that he did it. There are people in this world who have a lot of responsibility thrust upon them. I don't know if they feel like they can do it or they can't do it, but they do it. Baseball coach. The pitcher is getting tired, and so he needs a replacement. And so he goes to little Tommy, who's really nervous. And the coach grabs Tommy, and he says, you're up, kid. And he puts him on the mound, and coach slaps Tommy and says, good luck. Or the head of the play, the understudy, the main person gets sick, and the understudy, you know, last second has to go up there, and the director of the play says, break a leg. And oftentimes we don't get any more encouragement than that. Good luck, break a leg. Not a, you could do this because, you know, you've been practicing all this time. Or, you know, I'm a great coach and you're a good student and you'll be fine. Just get out there and do it. Nothing more than that. But God does it a little bit differently. In verse 9, have I not commanded you, he says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. And why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The thing is that the mantle is now ours. This is our time. This is our time to share love with one another. This is our time to devote our lives to Jesus Christ. This is our mantle. We won't have it forever. Our time will come and go at some point. But this is our time to be strong and courageous. This is our time to share what God has given to us with those who are around us. God calls us to be strong and courageous. I don't know if you feel that way. I don't. Not always. Not usually. Timothy had the mantle passed to him by Paul. And in the writings, Paul said to Timothy, the Lord does not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power. I'm not sure if Timothy felt that, but he did it. And he did it because he knew that the Lord will be with him everywhere he goes. And I pray that we know that. We may not feel it, but Christ asks us to live it. And we know that Jesus walks by our side and gives us what we need to do it. And I thank God for that. I leave you today with this benediction. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen and amen. Go in peace.